Where Are They Now? A Guide to Former Trump Administration Staffers by Alana Abramson. President Donald Trump is shaking up his cabinet while hinting that other changes might be in store. The recent staffing changes saw Chief Economic Advisor Gary Cohn, Communications Director Hope Hicks, and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson leave, with CIA Director Mike Pompeo expected to take Tillerson's job. And speculation mounted that Trump would make further changes, including the potential departure of National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, among others. One big question for all of the White House staffers is, what happens next? Here's a look at what has happened to some of the other members of the Trump administration who've left over the last year. Michael Flynn. Flynn, Trump's controversial first pick for National Security Advisor, was one of the first members of the president's inner circle to be fired. He left the White House in February 2017 after Trump had been in office less than a month, following disclosures that he had discussed Russian sanctions with the country's ambassador Sergei Kislyak during the transition, even though he'd told administration officials, including Vice President Mike Pence, that he hadn't done so. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI last December about that conversation with Kislyak and is now cooperating with Special Counsel Robert Mueller. His family and friends have established a legal fund to help defray what are expected to be exorbitant financial costs. Steve Bannon. Facing virtual isolation from his conservative colleagues in the domestic sphere following President Trump's public rebuke and his resignation from Breitbart News, Bannon, who served as chief White House strategist for the first 5.5 months of the Trump administration, is now taking his populist agenda abroad. He spoke to a sold-out crowd in Zurich, Switzerland, earlier this month, where he said that right-wing populism and the Time's Up movement were on a collision course and that only one could prevail. But during that talk, he treaded carefully around the issue of Trump, who said in his disavowal of Bannon after the publication of a controversial book about the White House earlier this year that his former advisor had both lost his mind and job when he was fired from his position. Bannon told the moderator of the talk that he was on listening terms with the president. James Comey. The former FBI director, who was ousted last May in a series of remarkable and unprecedented events that ultimately resulted in the appointment of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, has found expression in an unlikely outlet, Twitter. Comey officially revealed his secret Twitter handle, writing that he'll try to tweet in useful ways. Since that time, he's used his handle to weigh in on everything from his March Madness bracket to his disapproval of the release of the memo overseen by Representative Devin Nunes, which alleged that the FBI displayed bias in its investigation of ties between Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and Russia. Comey is also publishing a book, A Higher Loyalty: Truth, Lies, and Leadership, scheduled for release in April. While the contents have been shrouded in secrecy, the book is already a bestseller on Amazon and will be accompanied by a media blitz that is virtually certain to generate headlines. Reince Priebus. Trump's first chief of staff, who was replaced by General John Kelly last summer, joined the law firm Michael Best and Friedrich LLP as president and chief strategist, as well as chairman of the board. But he's also speaking publicly about the chaos that defined his tenure in the White House. In an interview with Chris Whipple for the author's book, The Gatekeepers: How the White House Chiefs of Staff Define Every Presidency, Priebus told Whipple the dysfunction inside the White House was even worse than what had been extensively reported. Take everything you've heard and multiply it by 50, he said. Anthony Scaramucci. The third communications director of Trump's tenure in the White House lasted less than 2 weeks, but he moved on to a new venture, his own publication, the Scaramucci Post. He also made an appearance on Dr. Phil earlier this month with his wife Deidre Ball, who had filed for divorce but did not follow through, to discuss the state of his marriage during his brief time at the White House. And according to a report in the New York Post, he too has procured a book deal titled The Blue Collar President: How Trump is Reinventing the Aspirational Working Class. But Scaramucci also threatened to sue a student at Tufts University, his alma mater, about an opinion piece in the school newspaper, causing the university to postpone an event he was supposed to attend. Sean Spicer, Trump's first press secretary, who repeatedly drew headlines for his statements and daily press briefings, is yet another former administration member to land a book deal. Spicer's book, which is described by the publisher as shedding new light on the headline-grabbing controversies of the Trump administration's first year, is scheduled for release this coming July. Spicer, who signed with Worldwide Speakers Group last September, has also been speaking about his controversial tenure, which became a source of national amusement after Melissa McCarthy portrayed him on Saturday Night Live. "There were times where I screwed up, there's no question about it," he said on HLN in January. He had a fellowship at Harvard's Kennedy School Institute of Politics, but the Harvard Crimson criticized the university for the way it handled the fellowship, calling it a secret fellowship and noting that nothing he said for the duration of his time there on the record.